November 12th edition of This Week in Virtualization, the weekly news podcast from SearchServerVirtualization.com. This Week in Virtualization, PCI DSS finally addresses virtualization, and new vBlocks hit the market. I'm Senior Site Editor Colin Steele.
And I'm Associate Editor Keith Kessinger.
In our top story, the new PCI DSS is out, and it finally mentions virtualization. PCI DSS stands for the Payment Card Industry Data Security Standards, and they govern how IT handles credit card information. The previous version didn't mention virtualization at all, so it left a lot of questions. Some people thought you couldn't process credit cards in a virtual infrastructure at all, and others thought you could as long as you followed some other security best practices. Now there's some clarification. You can use virtualization as long as each VM is used for a single purpose and the PCI data is adequately separate from the rest of the infrastructure. There are still some questions, though. IT pros told our senior news writer Beth Pariseau this week that some of the requirements seem contradictory or overly vague. For example, it's unclear if you can trunk network interfaces at the host level. Our expert Eric Siebert has a really good column that's coming up on searchvmware.com next week that will cover the changes in PCI DSS 2.0 and what they mean for virtualization admins. Now I'll throw it over to Keith with some news on vBlocks.
Thanks, Colin. The VCE Coalition, which consists of VMware, Cisco, and EMC, announced new vBlock options. vBlocks are pre-configured infrastructures that bundle server, networking, storage, and virtualization all in one package. Now, vBlock configurations can be tailored for transaction-intensive environments, memory-constrained workloads, or virtual desktop infrastructures. Users that virtualize SAP databases, for example, will benefit from vBlock's new ability to scale to 384 gigabytes of memory. vBlock infrastructures are also capable of hardware-assisted virtualization, and that feature improves the performance of large virtualized database applications. For those interested in VDI, vBlocks offer an easy roadmap to virtual desktops that doesn't require an infrastructure overhaul. Using Cisco Blade servers, for instance, users can alleviate VDI memory constraints. New vBlock configurations also support fiber channel over Ethernet. Even though it's a nascent technology, there are benefits to FCOE storage. The most notable benefit, it removes extra networking pieces. The new vBlock options are scheduled for release later this quarter. And if you want more information on the topic, check out searchdatacenter.com. And that's all the time we have for now. I'm Keith Kessinger.
And I'm Colin Steele. Thanks for listening to This Week in Virtualization.
For those interested in VDI,
VDI.
Sounded like, what is it, Count? Who's the Count on Sesame Street?
Oh, you want VDI?
VDI.